message entitled today is Praise and Worship. Praise and Worship. The God of our salvation, praise and worship. Because this is what we are redeemed to do. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, if you are born again, you are redeemed. And you might not know it, but you were redeemed to worship the Father through Jesus. See, you see, if you are not redeemed, then you are not made a new creation. And it's that new creation that God wants to worship Him. And we want to look at that a little bit today as we go about. It's very interesting to me. If you turn with me to John 4, and this is the lady at the well. But I'm not going to get into all of that. It's a familiar story, but I want to maybe pick it up at 24, 23, 24, somewhere in that area to show you some things, to set the premise of where we are going. But it's amazing how much that's in scriptures. You can go in there for one thing or something that sticks out or so familiar, and yet you can miss a whole lot of little nuggets that were placed in there. And because that was not the thrust for that moment. You want to talk about something for that moment in those passages of scriptures. But when you later go back and revisit the Word of God, because we can't exhaust one jot or tittle of the Word of God, but it's proven when you go back and you see something that was maybe covered up to you, or you didn't pay no attention because you were moving to get to your point. That's how precious the Word of God is. All of it is good. Every little bit of it is good. But I'm going to start at 21 and come on down, and then, because I'll be moving away from this. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming." Now, this is something very important. He's talking about something that's coming. He's telling, she said where she worshiped at and all of that, and salvations of the Jews and all of that. But Jesus spoke about not right now, Sheila, but something is coming down the pipe. Something is coming. See, you talking about here and now. Jesus is looking away from here and now and telling you, but the hour is coming. The time is coming. Wait a minute, I'm talking to you about the present. And see, Jesus is saying, see, you dealing with maybe a shrine or a place, Jerusalem or a temple or somewhere you worship. But a time is coming. See, whenever Jesus points you to something else, you need to turn from what's occupying you. Oh, my God. At that time. Because it seems like he ain't on the same page with you. And he's not. I'm talking about where I worship at. I'm talking about what I do now, what we do as a group of folk. He said, but something is coming. See, sometimes we're so occupied with what's going on right here and now, we don't look at what's coming. But if my Savior points me to what's coming, I need to let go of what's occupying me right now and take a peep at what he's talking about. Because he knows more than I know. Boy, this is, Okay, let me move on. Yeah, Jesus said to the woman, "Believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father." Now he's talking about his own Father. "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." But, conjunction right here, "the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." And verse 24, if you want to know where it's located at, that God is spirit, verse 24 said, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." You can go read that whole thing. But he says that it's going to be a change of who the worshipers are. Not only is it going to be a change with the hours that's coming, but my Father seek those kind of folk. He has a desire. Brother Alvin, know what Jesus was talking about? He was talking about his sacrificial death, his resurrection, his ascension. See, John 3:16 says he died for the whole world. And what Jesus was speaking of, once I redeem mankind, once they become saved and they have the Holy Spirit living in them, have taken up residence in them, the Holy Spirit is at home in the new creation. One of the things that we got to understand, y'all, once you are made new, any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. There's so much you and I don't know about this new creation. That's why we keep on. We go through a whole lot of things, and a lot of times it's not dealing with the new creation, it's dealing with us, our old flesh nature. And it's kind of hard for us sometimes to separate the two. And that's why a lot of times when we are worried to death and we are struggling, a lot of our struggles is because there's a war going on with us between the flesh and the spirit. And so many times I'm occupied with my spirit, though I'm a new creation. Because God did not eradicate my flesh nature, it's there. And I must recognize that it's there. See, because a lot of things that God is speaking to us, he's speaking spiritual things, biblical things to us, and it don't make sense to us. Because a lot of times, though he's speaking these biblical things to us, we are receiving it through our flesh. And it don't line up. It don't make sense. That's why he said the world don't know you no more. Huh? Man, he was telling us something. Bro Parker, I got an amen over here. Bro Parker, he was telling us something more than just that the world don't know you no more. The worldliness in you don't know you. So a lot of times we are making decisions based on our flesh. And don't tell that lie just because I'm saved. Every decision I make in the spirit. No, you're in the spirit lie. You don't make every decision in the spirit. Because we're not always filled with the Spirit of God. You will make that decision in the spirit when you are filled, led, or controlled by the Spirit in that moment of your decision. So you got to realize, and many times we act so spiritual, even when we're looking at other folks' situation, in our own situation, and we forget that there's their flesh nature that's there. And God had his purpose of not eradicating it. Not yet. See, there's some things The hour is coming. But when he said it's coming, that means it ain't here. It's on its way. There's some things for you and I. It ain't here yet, baby. But it's on its way. So is God telling me, I know you desire it. I know you want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Right now, God. But there's some things you got to wait on. Because it's on its way. The hour is coming, Janice. The hour is coming, Janice. You know, Sister Janice, like I heard your testimony, you can look back how hard you struggled with your children and all of that, and just trying to raise them and do the best you could do by those children. But the hour was coming. See, you couldn't base everything and falling apart on that moment. Because the hour was coming. Your children were going to be grown, doing good. And you could be doing a little bit better than you were maybe in that hour. So if you made a decision in an hour that things weren't going right, and yet you got an hour that's coming, you see how you blew some things. See, you and I, see, God have given us eternal life, life with no end. Everything ain't not happened fast, quick, and a hurry when you got all this time on your hand. Oh, my God. Listen, we're talking about worshiping right here. You tell me about an hour is coming. See, y'all can't even really worship God right now until I do this redemption thing. And by the way, because he said he seeks those. The Father's looking for those type of people. Oh, y'all missing it. I told you a lot of things it seemed to be hid. It's cushioned in there. And he's speaking it plain, but there it is. So that's what he's speaking of. Now the spirit is the inner part of us. God said, I just don't want this to be an outward thing. You know, someone come and shout and turn flips and do all that. That's okay if it's motivated by the spirit, the inner part of you. Huh? See, God want that attitude. Now, let me tell you something, too. If your attitude toward God is right, and you worship him in spirit but and truth, too, it's amazing how God, that truth is the word of God. And let me tell you something. If anybody should be really praising God, it's those that claim they know the word of God. You see, because he says that he's seeking those that will worship him in spirit with the right attitude, not just the outward part of us, but the inward part of us in the deep recesses of our hearts. He's seeking those to worship him. Like I said, the hour refers to Jesus Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension to God, having completed redemption. Then true worshipers will be identified not by a particular shrine or location, but by their worship of the Father, watch this now, through the Son from the heart. Philippians 3:3. Steve, do you have 3:3? Philippians 3:3. Do you have that for me? I didn't give it to you. Okay. Paul says, we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. You see, a lot of times when things are going right and we know who we are in Christ, that we are born again, we're saved people, we can say this scripture, we can read this scripture, but when it comes to time to perform this scripture, it becomes hard. Because a lot of things and decisions you and I make is of the flesh, is of the flesh. Though we know this scripture says I shouldn't have confidence in the flesh. Because many a times we would do that. Let me tell you, many times we would do that because sometimes it seems like it's too hard to wait on God. And sometimes it seems like it's too hard the way God want to do it. Sometimes when I feel that it's too hard the way God want to do it, I want to put confidence in something else other than God. Come on, somebody. Can we tell the truth in the house of God? Say in truth, spirit in truth, 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 truth. Okay, so here's another thing. When Paul writes this, when the Holy Spirit give him this revelation to write, and as we read it, we get illumination. It lights up for us the things that seem to be dark to us and we don't fully understand. He is saying you are capable. You and I are capable of putting confidence in the flesh and still being spiritual people. I mean, being born again. See, that's not going to change. You're a new creature. You're not the same. You're born from above. But you still can put confidence in the flesh. And whatever I put confidence in, that's what I'm going to trust. Oh, my God. See, I'm trying to word it another way. I don't. Yes, you are. Baby, look at you. I know you still saved. See, this is the thing. You didn't lose your salvation because one day you got a situation and you put confidence in the flesh. You let your flesh make your decision. You still saved. You don't lose your salvation. But we got to realize that God wants us to worship him in spirit and truth. You see, when you understand these are the kind of folk that God is seeking, the Father is seeking to worship him, you would eat up the word of God. You wouldn't want the preacher to do nothing but preach the word of God, because your God is seeking the truth, the worshipers to do. And you can't do it without the word of God. You got to have it. So now that I know worship is what I do, but I got to do it the right way, because he told me how to worship him. He said, you can worship the devil in a way you want to worship him. All right? He don't care if that's what you want to do. You can worship man or yourself or whatever other object that you want to worship. You can do it any old kind of way. You ain't even got to have your heart or your attitude in it. He said, but when you worship me, baby, you're about to do it from your spirit. I don't want just the outward show. It has to be genuine. And because I know all things, I know when you're jiving me, you're shucking and jiving, and you're not doing it the way I want it done toward me, so therefore I'm not receiving it. Watch this. But when you are born again, let's know why he said that the hour is coming, that I'm going to redeem the believer. I'm going to place my Holy Spirit in him. And these are the one that the Father, see, watch this. See, you got to worship the Father through the Son. And if you don't have the Son in your salvation, you didn't get saved by Jesus Christ, you don't have Christ in you, the hope of glory, you can't worship the Father. See, I don't have to have the Son, but I worship the Father. No, you don't. It says he is seeking those that will worship him in truth. He says, the hour is not here yet because my time to go to the cross, to die on the cross, to resurrect early Sunday morning. It ain't happened yet. He is telling forth what was about to take place. He was telling her, let me tell you about some real worshipers. See, y'all can't even do it right. We know what y'all doing. But you really can't do it right until you're born again. See, we the ones that can do it right, and sometimes we don't even want to do it. But you got all the ability, inward and outward, to do it. See, when you say, praise the Lord, oh God, the joy I have. See, I can be not happy and still have not lost my joy. Happiness depends on happenings. And a lot of times you're not happy because of what's happening in your life or to your loved ones, the one you love. So I'm not happy. But don't confuse happiness with the joy of the Lord. See, there's a joy of the Lord that keep bringing me to church when my flesh said, don't go. There's a joy unspeakable inside of me that tell me, hey man, I want you to get in that pulpit. I got something to say to you first, but then I want you to say it to my people. An hour is coming. There's some things, y'all, don't throw in the towel right now. There's some things that the hour ain't got here yet, but it's on its way. And Jesus has a way of warning us through the word of God, but many times we are looking for something else, so we jump over that part of the scripture to get to what we are looking for. That's why that old foolish preacher. God said, yeah, you may have your own little Bible study, do your own quiet time. You should. That ain't got nothing to do with the men of God preaching. All your little quiet time should do, bring you to church, make you come. Because in your quiet time, you should be learning something to tell you about the pastor. I'm serious. See, I can't go and say, hey, God, Rona got a great quiet time devotional. So I don't need to preach to him. No, walk with me now. Oh, they do real good with his little quiet time. That ain't got nothing. See, quiet, when you really get such quiet time, you going to come to church, buddy. And you can say, where's the man of God? Where's the one that God have ordained that telling me to follow his faith? Oh, my Lord, I don't want to mess with the scripture, mess with y'all in Hebrews and all of that. Don't let me go. I mean, there are so many golden nuggets. Jesus, the lady talking about where she worship at, and you talking about the hour is coming. Why did you move away from the conversation? See, sometimes you got to move away from the conversation you are having with your peers. See, every now and then, you can't keep arguing with them. You can't keep debating with them. You can't keep hanging with them. You can't just keep doing their thing because the hour is coming. And he warned us of that. Oh, my God. Is the church hearing what the Spirit of God is saying to the church? We got to hear. When the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we got to hear it. Man, Christ is saying, and let me tell you who he was talking about, y'all. That hour involved us. Jerusalem. Judea. Samaria. And the uttermost parts of the earth. Walk with me, y'all. That's who he was talking about. He said, I'm here to straighten this thing out. I'm here to save Jew and Gentile. Jew first, Gentile. And if you don't get born again by this blood I am the Lamb of the Father. I am the Lamb of God. That of shows ownership. You can see those folk were putting, giving their little lambs and turtle doves and whatever. That was their stuff, giving it to the Lord, sacrifice for the Lord. Substitute shadows, types. But that was yours. But John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of belong to God. Oh, this different. This is a little different, y'all. After this sacrifice, it ain't gonna be no more need for the animal sacrifice. Our sacrifice is gonna be of our lips. Oh my God. Oh my God, y'all. Oh, woo! I'm shouting out my shoes. I don't want to trip, so I'm about to tie this up. And y'all say, oh, he got the Holy Ghost. No, he stepped on his shoelace and fell. I'm just talking about what Christ said. And you say you could miss that. You know, you could deal with the woman at the well and how he told her all about herself and she went back in. She became a witness and all that. You could deal with all of that. But that hour is us. Christ explained to us, man, when we walk in here, you can shown up, get in touch with the heart of the Father because he's seeking you guys. You got what he's looking for. So you need to praise and worship him. See, you qualify. Jesus said, the hour come when they're going to be qualified. He's going to find what he's seeking because I'm going to make sure I save him. I'm going to make sure I redeem them. And then I'm going to ascend back to glory. Let you know I done it. It's complete. Then I'm going to sit down on the right hand of the Father. You don't sit down until it's complete. Y'all ain't with me this morning because you don't think I'm talking about you. Confidence, confidence. Where is your confidence? Paul said, I don't have confidence in my flesh. My flesh is funny. It changes. Hard to satisfy. And it's in conflict with the Spirit of God. That war going on inside of me, when I would do good, evil's always present. Just keep bothering me, talking to me, telling me all kind of lies. And want me to think flesh, Satan, and the world system lies, telling me sweet nothings. And they really bitter nothings. But want my flesh to think it's a good thing. See, a lot of things, time, we think it's a good thing because the majority is doing it. But then God reminds us there's a wide road where the majority travel. And there's a narrow one. So just because the majority going to hell, they're going to destruction. That's a wide road. And many are traveling on that one. So when I think about what they're doing, and when I think about what they were doing in Jesus' day, and he said, I was coming though. I'm going to show you some true worshipers. That's me, y'all. That's you. Jesus died for me. And I received him as my Savior. That's us, y'all. You see, we ain't excited about nothing like that. You know, I know Jesus was excited about it. He was excited. He told the lady, oh, I got some. You think that's exciting? No, I ain't going to bother you with that. Where you worship the shrine of your mountain that's here in Jerusalem. Because by the way, Titus is going to come through there, huh? 80 with 87, and he's going to destroy the place. Knock that all that down. What you going to do then? But I ain't talking about that. The hour I'm talking about, the hour of redemption. The hour of making new creations. And my daddy, he sent me because he's seeking those kind of worshipers. Whoa. Whoa. So then now I got a new pep in my walk when I come to worship. He's seeking me. Now that's me. I'm born again. Christ was talking about those he redeemed, y'all. I might as well close the book, go home. Lord have mercy. Christ is testifying. He is saying, my daddy, I know everything my daddy know. We are one. I know what he's looking for, and I'm going to give him what he's looking for. Know it? And that's you and me. I can worship the Father because his Son prepared me. He made me a true worshiper. Now I need to worship him in spirit and in truth. So that's what I do. This is what I do. In that song, y'all say, that's what I do. But this is what I do. We do because we are qualified to do it. That part needs to be thrown in. Because everybody ain't qualified to do it. He's seeking a special type of person. Oh, my God. I told you the little teeny thing, we go right over. I mean, I read this and I saw this, but I never preached that portion of it. Okay, let me move on because I know how y'all can get. But I just want to. But the word of God that I'm preaching will help you when you worship God. You can worship him in truth. The word of God, the word of Christ, is what they mean by that truth. See, this is just a part of it, like anything else that you have. Your salvation, but now that I'm born again, God says, study to show thyself approved. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. As I rightly understand the word of God, I'm going to rightly know how to worship my God. So this preaching of the word of God, when we fully understand what it's about, you ain't going to want nothing else. God could give you a lot of other stuff to make you jump, fly the pews, but when it comes to worship, God say, there ain't no truth. That's not truth. Now let me move on. Brother Parker is a good, Emma, you understand it? Okay, Deacon. If I got one, I can go with that. I gotta move on though. And I'm not gonna gotta come back to some of this stuff, but okay. All right now. Heard something else too. We are admonished in Ephesians 5:18 to be filled with the Spirit of God. Now, and the evidence of that we can see in Ephesians 5:19. We can see being joyful. You know, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. That means I'm controlled with the Holy Spirit for that moment. And I am being joyful. There's a joy when I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, unspeakable joy that we have because of, and that brings about the singing and different things of that sort. But then in verse 20, 5:20, I'm thankful. Also, we got to watch being blessed with so much, and yet we have a need for other things. And so a lot of times, because we have a need for other things, we forget to be thankful for what we have. Am I making sense? Sometimes there are some things, and nothing wrong with wanting those other things. Nothing wrong with praying for those other things, okay? And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Do that. But don't do this. While I'm so busy seeking the other things, I'm not thankful. My attitude have changed because now I've moved my attitude from what I have and I'm placing on what I don't have. And I'm occupied with trying to get what I don't have. And so I'm going before God to try to get Sister Sheila and ask him for what I don't have to fulfill my desires. But I forgot to be thankful. You see, so when I heard the truth from Ephesians, it tells me to be filled with the Spirit of God. And that, and you can see the evidence with my joy. Then it also tells me but to be thankful. All right? And I'm going to tell you something else you can be thankful for. I may not have an answer to my prayer, but I'm thankful I'm qualified to worship and go before him in prayer. Huh? God, I'm thankful. Now, you may not give me what I want, but I got a right to ask you. Watch this. Your son Jesus said you were seeking me. Yeah, I'm born again. I'm saved. Now that I know that truth, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Who knocking on my door with that prayer? One that you've been seeking. You don't have to seek no more. I got to leave that alone because who told you I was seeking you? Your son, Jesus. By the way, he right there on the right-hand side. Ask him. All I'm doing, I'm saying what Jesus said. Because I got some truth now. See, I can tell God my truth once I receive my truth from the word of God. So it ain't just a Bible story. We eat this up. But I don't want to make it boring or nothing like that. I want to line your spiritual pockets with truth. So when you go before God, you can go not arrogant, but boldly. Boldly before the throne of God. See, a lot of times we can't go boldly because we don't have enough truth. We don't really know who we are. We won't go boldly because we really not that thankful. God, I'm praying for